Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, good morning. Todd Zwillick here, filling in for Celeste this morning from New York, and John is in Miami with our new friends at WLRN.
Oh, it's great down here in Miami. You know, you were talking about that dance of global adversaries in Kabul, Afghanistan, Todd. You know, it's really, really interesting because Ahmadinejad there in Iran has an interesting message to the Taliban, but the Taliban are Sunnis. Ahmadinejad, of course, is Shia, so there are religious differences and political differences. It's a very interesting sort of swirl he's walking into.
It sure is, John, and differences within Iran itself, apparently, about how it approaches the Taliban and how it approaches the United States. Iran has shown signs of wanting stability in Afghanistan, but not all elements in Iran apparently want that stability because instability there means instability for us. It's all very, very complicated, not to mention the fact that Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Kabul today before United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates left the country, the two gentlemen in country at the same time. And as soon as Ahmadinejad got there, John, he accused the United States of playing a double game in Afghanistan, wanting to do everything it can, basically fighting a Taliban that it helped to create. This is only a day after our own Defense Secretary accused Tehran of playing its own double game. So just what are Iran's aims in Afghanistan? That's the question we have to ask this morning. And we were joined earlier by BBC's Tehran correspondent John Line. I began by asking John to describe the complicated relationship between Iran, Afghanistan, and the United States.
It's like Iran's relationship with both neighbors, Iraq on the one side, of course, and Afghanistan on the other. In a way, of course, the United States did Iran a huge favor, removed two of their biggest enemies in the region, Saddam Hussein on one side, and the Taliban government in Afghanistan on the other side. So Iran, and I never really quite said thank you for that, but clearly it's a situation that's good for them, and they have other strategic interests, obviously, in their neighbours, interests about security, interests about drug smuggling. Iran is heavily critical of the amount of drugs that go through Iran from the Afghan border. So in some ways, they do have a kind of shared interest in stability in Afghanistan. On the other hand, they're very nervous about seeing that number of American troops next door. They don't want Afghanistan to be a strong and stable American ally. And there have been reports and rumours and accusations that they've even cooperated in some ways with their old enemies, the Taliban, in order to undermine the American presence in Afghanistan, while at the same time criticising the United States for beginning to at least think about talking with the Taliban.
Seems like what U.S. Secretary Robert Gates is describing as the double game. Well, as this ambivalence continues with Iran, what did we learn from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's news conference with Afghan President Hamid Karzai today?
Well, he, of course, just threw that accusation back of a double game. He accused the United States of playing a double game, of not really being sincere in its support for the Afghan government. So not a huge amount of substance, as far as I could see from the reports that came out, more of just kind of trading of accusations.
John Line, the president of the United States seemed to want to use cooperation in Afghanistan as a way to bring Iran closer to the United States. Listen to this.
The United States wants the Islamic Republic of Iran to take its rightful place in the community of nations. You have that right, but it comes with real responsibilities.
John Line of the BBC, do we have any sense of whether common interest between the U.S. and Iran in Afghanistan can bring Iran and the U.S. closer together?
Well, that's been an argument from some Iran analysts that forget about any kind of big bargains about the nuclear program or even a reconciliation with the United States. Just be more pragmatic and concentrate on issues that you have shared interests. And one of those could, on the face of it, be Afghanistan. I think the problem at the moment is that Iran is a very difficult country to deal with on a rational basis. President Ahmadinejad is facing criticism on numerous fronts. Even, I'm just looking at now, he's been facing a big battle over his economic policies, even with the parliament, even with, you know, basically people of the same philosophical colour as him. So he's a very beleaguered president. So I think really to think that they can have a kind of rational dialogue with Iran is difficult, although in theory, yes, there are shared interests in Afghanistan.
That was BBC Tehran correspondent John Line. He joined us earlier. I want to turn to Larry Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, it seems like Afghanistan is a place that is tailor-made for the double games that Tehran and Washington each accuse the other of playing. And it makes me want to ask, for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, can he afford to play it straight in Afghanistan right now?
Well, the problem he has is that given the internal situation in Iran, nobody there can be seen as being pro-U.S., even if it's pro-Iranian, or nobody can make any really big decisions right now. You saw when Ahmadinejad, back on the nuclear talks back in October, actually put a pretty good offer on the table that they would send the uranium to Russia to be enriched. But when he got back home, a lot of the people, you know, in Iran were opposed, to that, because that would have been seen as being pro-U.S.
So what has happened? You know, we heard that clip from President Obama before, basically seeming to use Afghanistan as a way to bring the United States and Iran together, common interest. So from the United States perspective, accusing Iran of a double game doesn't seem to be toward that policy anymore.
Well, I think to understand what President Obama was saying and where the Iranians are coming from, you have to go back to right after the attacks of 2001. People forget that in Iran they actually had candlelight vigils, supporting the United States. The Iranian government then, which was not Ahmadinejad, but they condemned the attacks. And at the Bonn conference in December of 2001, where they installed a Karzai, the Iranians made it possible for that to happen by leaning on their allies, the Northern Alliance. In fact, Ambassador Dobbins, who was Bush's representative there, said without the Iranians, this would not have occurred. They were actually the biggest donors to Afghanistan. What happened was that then in January of 2002, President Bush put them on the axis of evil. And so they basically decided, okay, United States is threatening us. Then we went into Iraq. So then they started playing the double game. They said, well, we better hedge our bets because the United States may be coming after us next.
And now it seems like the goodwill that was fostered with Iran post 9/11 may have been spent at this point. The question now is whether the war zone in Afghanistan could be a way to get the United States and Iran closer together. And I guess that remains to be seen. Larry Korb, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, thanks for joining us. Coming up, a discussion of retirement in this bad economy. People who have had to put off their retirement or not retire at all in a faltering economy and in the recession. That's coming up in a few minutes.